A federal judge in Anchorage is expected to rule soon on the state of Alaska and the fishing industry's legal move to roll back restrictions on the Atka mackerel and Pacific cod fishery due to start at the first of the year around Adak and in the western Aleutians. The restrictions were imposed by the National Marine Fisheries Service to help the Steller sea lion recover. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
Back in the spring of 2010, the National Marine Fisheries Service issued a biological opinion that more needed to be done to protect the endangered sea lions in the western Aleutians because parts of their population were not recovering despite no trawl zones around their rookeries. The North Pacific Fishery Management Council wanted them to hold up and look for more biological information. But when that information came in, by NMFSA standards, it wasn't enough to hold off on the proposed restrictions, and they were put in effect. Now the industry and the state of Alaska say there should have been an environmental impact statement, and the economic effects of closing a fishery worth tens of millions of dollars and hundreds of jobs were not considered. They asked Judge Tim Burgess to grant a motion for summary judgment that the restrictions should not have been put in place and the agency should go back to the old biological opinion. Attorney Ryan Steen argued that the sea lions are actually recovering and there's no basis for just taking a part of that population and imposing the restrictions. But John Martin, arguing for the federal government, said one of the reasons the agency did not go through the full NEPA process was because it was held up by the council. And he said if those segments of the sea lion population do go extinct, it is serious business biologically because there would be a hole in the population right in the middle of its range across the Pacific between Alaska and Russia. There was much other argument about whether the feds truly considered all the biological information available to them and whether the sea lions truly are at risk of extinction or might even be on their way to being considered for delisting from the endangered species list. Judge Burgess let the attorneys argue for almost 2.5 hours, noting it was the longest argument of the year on a summary judgment motion on the shortest day of the year. Earlier in the day, he had given the attorneys on both sides a list of legal issues he was considering, and he showed all indications of being ready to rule before long. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.